In Strasbourg, France, this morning, what was expected to be a staid handover of the European Union presidency ended up in near bedlam. The source of the uproar, Italian tycoon turned Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi, and his remark likening a German lawmaker to a Nazi concentration camp guard. The incident overshadowed Berlusconi's presentation of how Italy will lead Europe as it chairs the EU presidency for the next 6 months. NPR's Silvia Pajoli reports from Rome.
Berlusconi's address had been preceded by an unprecedented European media scrutiny of what has been called the Italian anomaly, a prime minister who directly or indirectly controls 90% of his country's broadcast media, as well as being the owner of a vast business empire. In addition, Berlusconi is dogged by several judicial corruption investigations, and just a few days ago, his parliamentary majority passed a bill granting him and other top officials immunity from prosecution. As soon as he entered the European Parliament chamber in Strasbourg this morning, Berlusconi was welcomed by several MPs raising banners proclaiming everyone is equal before the law and no godfathers for Europe. In today's debate, several MPs voiced concern about Berlusconi's conflict of interest. In response to criticism from German Social Democrat Martin Schulz, Berlusconi gave vent to a heavy dose of sarcasm.
Signor Schulz, so che in Italia,
Mr. Schulz, Berlusconi said, a movie on Nazism is being produced in Italy. I will propose you for the role of concentration camp guard. You would be perfect. The quip caused an uproar, clearly rattling Berlusconi, who lost his cool.
Se questa è la forma di democrazia.
Raising his voice, Berlusconi said, if this is your idea of democracy, you should come to Italy to see democracy in action. You're nothing but tourists, he added, tourists of democracy. The normally staid European Parliament was in pandemonium. Parliament President Pat Cox rebuked Berlusconi for the tone of his remark and asked him to withdraw it. Berlusconi refused, saying it was meant to be ironic. Cox was not amused.
I regret the offense caused to our respected member and colleague, Mr. Schulz. And believe it would be appropriate to correct the record in this regard. The debate is now closed.
The morning session had started in a more auspicious atmosphere. The Italian Prime Minister had given a long list of foreign policy goals, European Union backing of the Mideast roadmap, closer ties with the EU's North African and East European neighbors, and he promised to try to improve relations with the United States, severely strained by the war in Iraq. In the past, Berlusconi has raised concerns among Italy's European partners for deviating from EU orthodoxy, suggesting that Russia and Israel could soon join the Union and for his close ties to U.S. President George Bush. In his speech today, he vowed he would closely follow the EU majority position. But Berlusconi's unscripted remarks undermined the substance of his speech, and now his first priority is to restore Italy's credibility among its EU partners. The most immediate problem will be smoothing over the diplomatic incident with Germany. The German Foreign Ministry today summoned the Italian ambassador in Berlin to lodge a formal protest, saying Berlusconi's comments were unacceptable. This evening, Berlusconi's office issued an apology to the German people, but not to MP Martin Schulz. And in a press conference earlier today, Berlusconi dismissed reporters' questions on the tastefulness of making jokes about the Holocaust. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.